Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Istihbab Qiyam Ramadan wa Huwa Taraweeh, the chapter on the desirability of standing at night in Ramadan, which is known as the Taraweeh Salah. We are continuing with all the different types of fazail, the virtues for the different actions, the different amal, the different things that are mentioned in Udeen, the different virtues. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought this chapter now on Taraweeh Salah. Actually, this month of Ramadan that comes upon us once a year, this is a very great month. Indeed, it is a great month. And those pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they look forward to this month, this Mubarak month, being so great that this month is worthy that a person should seclude himself, a person should dedicate himself for the whole month of Ramadan. So auspicious the month is. But because of our weaknesses and because of our shortcomings, then what is nice to do is we should see that 11 months we are working, what part of Ramadan we can dedicate. This month, part of Ramadan we are dedicating so that we can free ourselves from all other commitments and we could engage in ibadat. Many places you go overseas especially, you will find that the whole month of Ramadan people are sitting in i'tikaf. From the beginning right till the end, they have dedicated, they have secluded themselves, they have devoted themselves for this month of Ramadan so that they can take maximum advantage in this month of Ramadan. In fact, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would, at the last Jummah of Shaban, he would encourage Sahaba and he would give a speech, a sermon that would create the importance of this month of Ramadan that is about to come, such a great month. So he would speak to Sahaba about this, and we find there's a dua that we normally would read. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban wa ballighna Ramadan. Right from Rajab, a person is taught to read this dua. Oh Allah subhanAllah, bless us in the month of Rajab, bless us in the month of Shaban, and oh Allah Pak, allow us to see the month of Ramadan. All these duas also, they create a certain level of anticipation, a certain level of hope and desire. Ulama give an example, like a person who gets old and he's got a grandson or granddaughter, and this old person makes this dua. Oh Allah subhanAllah, let me see this nikah, let me see my granddaughter or grandson getting married. They got that desire in their heart. Allow me to see that day to come, that when this grandchild gets married, I want to see that day. Then after that you can take me away. In other words, this is an event in my mind. It is a great event. I want to see it before I go. So this is the month of Ramadan. It's still, and yet that child may still be a few years away from marriage. So this month of Ramadan, before the month has set in, already we are taught it is a great month to come. And has it Mawlana Dr. Arifi rahmatullahi alayhi, who was the Khalifa of the Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani sahab rahmatullahi alayhi, he would say that Allah Pak has created certain controls, certain measures in the month of Ramadan that help a person get much closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gives an example that it comes in the hadith that the closest a person can be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is when he is in sajda. Then he is the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said, yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this Taraweeh Salah. Allah Pak has not only allowed us to make sajda, but he has increased the sajda in the month of Ramadan. Now we are reading the 20 rakats of Taraweeh. Every rakat is two sajdas. So Allah is allowing us and creating such a control that we don't realize how much closer we are getting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just by our Taraweeh Salah. And one of the hikmats of reading this Taraweeh Salah is a person doesn't realize that already in his Salah, he's getting the khatam of the Quran in Ramadan. So many times you'll find people that they're a bit lazy, that they'll only stand up for the Taraweeh Salah when the Imam is about to go in ruku. Now they tie their hands and they go down. Don't realize that we're missing the khatam, such an important sunnah of the month of Ramadan is to get the sunnah of the Taraweeh. And another aspect is, when it comes to Taraweeh Salah, we shouldn't think it to be a bodge. Bodge means a burden, a difficulty. We should be happy that Allah subhanAllah has allowed us to take His name to read, and Allah subhanAllah has allowed us to get closer to Him in this Mubarak month of Ramadan. So this great, great hikmat in this month of Ramadan and great hikmat in the Taraweeh Salah. Let's do the hadith and we'll do a little bit more explanation. An Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, man qama Ramadana imanan wa ihtisaba, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the one who stands up for worship, the one who stands up in ibadat in the month of Ramadan with faith and in expectation of reward. Iman is faith, ihtisaba, what actually means that a person hopes for reward, khalisan lillahi ta'ala, is hoping for that reward that is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and only done for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One explanation. Another explanation ulama gave of ihtisaba is a person is doing it with the power of iman and yaqeen. With that iman and yaqeen, I'm doing this ibadat of mine. This is ihtisaba. So two explanations they give. One is a person is hoping, and together with that hope, it's with ikhlas. For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person stands up in the month of Ramadan in faith, with faith and expectation of reward. What will happen? This person will be forgiven for his past sins. All his past sins are forgiven. Here again it refers to minor sins. As the Shaykh Zakir rahmatullahi alayhi, his father would say, that it is not becoming of a Muslim, it is not becoming of a mu'min, that he will do major sins. This is unbecoming of a person. Therefore, when the hadith is saying that his sins are forgiven, he's talking of what is becoming of a Muslim, a normal Muslim, is that he will make mistakes, he will make minor sins. Obviously, for the major gunas that a person makes, he has to make tawbah. And when it comes to the rights of others, then he has to fulfill their rights. There isn't such a thing as that I did somebody down in business, I just ask Allah Pak for maaf, I'll become maaf, or just go by the Kaaba Sharif and I'll ask for maaf. No, it doesn't work like that. When it comes to rights of others, person has to fulfill their rights, and then he has to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive him for what he has done. وعنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يرغب في قيام رمضان من غير أن يأمرهم فيه بعزيمة فيقول من قام رمضان إيمان واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم used to encourage that he should encourage the night salah in Ramadan. Night Salah meaning the Salah of Taraweeh, without commanding them to do it as an obligatory duty. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he would encourage this Taraweeh Salah, but he didn't command it as something that is farz, something that a person has to do. So therefore, if you find a person missing it out, we shouldn't be condemning him, but in our minds we should know that this is something that is important, we should be doing it, it is very important. And slowly, slowly, via encouragement, get the person to do it. But there, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would encourage us to do this Taraweeh Salah, but he would not command us and force us to do it. Therefore, in Sharia, this Taraweeh Salah is known as Sunnah Mu'akkada. That Sunnah that is emphasized. It is not wajib, it is not faraz, but it is a Sunnah that is an emphasized Sunnah. So this is the category that Taraweeh Salah falls in. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would tell them, this is how beautifully he would encourage Sahaba, when qama Ramadana imanam wa ihtisaba, he would stand up in the night, the month of Ramadan, with iman and with ihtisab. Ihtisab again means that a person, he does with hope of reward for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمُ مِنْ ذَنْبِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all his past sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of bringing this love for this great month of Ramadan, bringing this hope and desire that Allah Pak allows us to see the month of Ramadan. One thing ulama explain also is that a person should think to himself that how many people were here last Ramadan, and already before the month of Ramadan can set in, they already gone. We don't know whether we seeing a Ramadan, whether we will see the next Ramadan. Thinking like this helps a person to value that month of Ramadan that he has in front of him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of seeing many Ramadans, appreciating it and taking full advantage of it. May Allah Pak give us tawfiq in general of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.